Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. Happy New Year. This is the New Year week. Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine, although we're going to throw in a few different items other than real estate to kind of celebrate the holidays and the new year. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker. They can't get rid of me. And a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. Came out here to go to UCSB. Never left. The first 5 years, I said, you know, this is such a great town. I want to preserve this town just the way it is. If they said that everyone who came had to leave, if you didn't show up, say, prior to 1975, I'd leave just to preserve this town and then at least be able to come and visit it. Well, I'm no longer saying that. I'm not leaving, but maybe a few of you should. That's not very optimistic. Happy New Year. Just running, you know, you run into all kinds, don't you? Hopefully you're not in your car at the time. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, I will do my weekly multiple listing update for this first week of the year 2006. We'll look back also, I don't know if I'll wait till the fourth segment, to look a little at year-to-date and the fourth quarter, which I put in pencil because there'll be some changes in the coming weeks as more listings get reported that actually closed in December. The big news, if I can make a headline myself, is that we ended up the year and we did not surpass in the number of sales of single-family residences. We were not able to pass 2001, which of the prior 5 years, 2001 had the fewest number of sales. We were close. It's really not that significant. What is more significant is that, of course, since 2001, sales were in the 1,100 range and almost 1,200 in 2004. Again, this is just single-family residences. The condos jump up there as well. So we do have that distinction of having the fewest number of single-family sales this year so far. I don't think we could beat it. We're at 1,042 as of basically December 31st, 2005, for the number of sales. We'll talk a little more about those numbers and the and separate individual quarters, and we'll look at some articles in the newspaper and kind of compare some notes with them. How's that? Is that diplomatic enough? Okay. Our phone number is 564-1290. 564-1290. Out of the area, is it 800? Oh, 866? 564? Just tell me. 566? 866? The same number. 564-1290. Out of the area, 866. 564-1290. So, you can't beat it. We'll even pay for the call. Now, I mentioned some non-real estate item that I wanted to just cover. Actually, while I'm giving out the phone number, I do want to do a historical trivia question. Oh, and also, the online newspress.com is up and running. So, if you're about to get out of your car and pull into a computer, go to newspress.com, and you could listen live. And if you don't want to listen live, you can go to radiorealestate.com and listen to past programs, the archives. Don't be intimidated by the term podcast. You don't need to know anything, but just click and listen. And that's RadioRealEstate.com. But NewsPress.com is now streaming, what they call streaming audio. It's named after a urologist. Okay, now, I have a historical trivia question. And actually, one's contemporary. I'm going to give you two chances. If you can call us at 564-1290, you'll get a gift certificate to Paisano's Pizzeria. In my humble opinion, the best pizza in town. People are from New Jersey, make good pizza. They're located on San Andres, right over the bridge in the Mitchell Terena Bridge, Paisano's Pizzeria. So here's the two questions. Here's an architectural question. You know what a breakfast nook is? A breakfast nook. In your kitchen, you sometimes have a little area where you can fit a table, presumably eat breakfast, and it's a small little table in a nook, so it's called a breakfast nook. Now, in the living room, what if you have a corner or a nook near a fireplace? What do you call that? 564-1290. For those of you who are not architecturally inclined, I have a contemporary trivia question. What times can you make a left turn onto State Street when you're heading east on Carrillo? In other words, you're on Carrillo, you're heading toward the mountains. You want to make a left on State Street. What times are you allowed to do that? 564-1290? 564-1290, there you go. If you have two chances to win. We have two people who are trying to win. Well, the first one was too easy? Damn. Hate when people win. All right, well, let's take the first caller. Good morning. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate.
Yes, hi there. Hi. I only heard the first question. I was in the bathtub and I jumped out, and I'm sitting here with nothing on with my answer.
God, I wish this was television. I wish this was Howard Stern. Do you call into Howard Stern?
No, no. But the same thing happened to me yesterday on a program, and I knew the question, and I didn't jump out of the bathtub, so today I have to.
Okay, so I motivated you to get out of the tub. That's what you're saying. The
you
sound
did.
Of my voice.
Yeah, hopefully this is correct. It's an angled nook.
That you are correct.
And I didn't even hear the second one, so there you go.
Well, you're a winner. You're going to hold on.
Okay.
You stay on the line.
Okay.
Don't get dressed.
Okay.
Stay on the line.
Getting cold.
Yeah. And, okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Now, we have another caller. Good morning. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
Now, we did have a winner in front of you. Did you hear her answer?
I didn't hear the answer. I know she answered the first question.
Did you?
What was the answer?
It's an inglenook.
Oh, an inglenook.
Named after inexpensive wine.
Oh.
They must have sat in front of the fireplace drinking wine. Someone, and then he invented inglenook wine. That's the answer to that question. Now, I don't know what I do. Really, I only have one prize to give out, but did you hear the second question?
I did.
And were you calling on that one?
My answer is all times.
Oh, you are shrewd. She beats the trick question.
Uh-huh.
I fooled someone else. Well, I'll tell you what. You stay on the line, and Jaron will get your name and number. I only had one prize to give, but we'll see if we can't scrounge something up for you.
All right.
Now, are you wearing clothes?
Fully dressed. I was out in the garden with my little transistor on.
Oh.
In between the breaks, I was picking up avocados that had dropped off the tree. And
oh.
So.
Now, just out of curiosity, are you a new listener to this program, or are you a carryover from when I was on the other station?
Let's see. I don't recall hearing you on, you mean 1250?
Well, I was trying not to mention other stations, but since you brought it up, no, it wasn't 1250, it was 990.
Oh, no, I'm not a carryover.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Appreciate your show.
Thank you. Well, there you go. There you go. That's kind of fun. Okay, now, here's something that I wanted to talk about, a little bit unrelated to real estate, and although here's another question for you, since people are out there home and listening, maybe someone can explain this to me. you won't win anything, but sometime the reward for a job well done is just have had done the job well. According to history, in 1803, in April in 1803, the United States purchased the Louisiana Territory from France for $15 million. I don't know how long the environmental review was, but they ended up, it says here, in April, in 1803, $15 million. It's pretty amazing. In fact, I just read some star, Burt Reynolds, has a in Juniper, Florida, just put his house on the market for $15 million. Has a landing for a helicopter and a place for a boat, yacht, and $15 million. Or you could have bought the Louisiana Purchase in 1803. Okay, so that was in April. Now, why 7 months later, in 1803, in November, it says Spain completed the process of ceding Louisiana to France, which had sold it to the United States. So France sold it to the United States in April of 1803. And in November, Spain completed the process of ceding Louisiana to France. So 7 months earlier, France didn't have title. So that's known in the business as a double escrow. So were they in a seven-month escrow with Spain? France was negotiating to buy it, and they sold it to the United States? Why didn't the United States simply buy it directly from Spain? Why did we let France get in the middle of this deal? Were they speculators back in 1803? That's the question that I have. And if you could answer that, you're a better man than I am. 564-1290, 564-1290. I should probably call my old history professor at UCSB. It was my favorite class at UCSB, was History of the American West. Took it for 2 semesters. How many minutes after the hour is it right now? I'm blind as a bat, and I forgot my clock. 18. I guess we should take a break. And I will then want to talk a little bit, I'll tell you in advance, about this. Since I see in the newspaper they have all these things about year in review, and I have a little list of things of year in review that I can relate to you, and a lot of them are real estate related. But this one is the Sheriff's Council. What? I'm going to say this. They better find weapons of mass destruction at the Sheriff's Council, because if not, they have been skewered for nothing. So let's just maybe talk about that after the break. 564-1290, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, also at radiorealestate.com, newspress.com, 564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.